Bloodby guzzled away at a panful of the mixture, throwing back his head and swallowing noisily. Green sap milk and clear honey slopped down over his throat and chest plumage. Mem kept the dibbins in check with a long window pole, nudging them back.
Steady in the junior ranks there, chaps. A pinking monster will scoff you if you get too flipping close.
Whooping excitedly, the Abbey babes fled off to the orchard. Mem had created a new game for them. Rugham, Turfy and Rubel became red kites, chasing the others and trying to scoff them. All good fun. It was mid-noon by the time Bloodbeak had sufficiently recovered himself. The onlookers got out of his way as he hopped awkwardly through the open door and into Great Hall. Malbon met Girdle Sprink coming out.
What's that bird up to in there?
The cellar hog shrugged.
Right silly thing. 'Tis flying about and bumping into everything, see?
Outside window casements rattled as the huge feathery form inside hit them several times. Logalog chuckled sourly.
Probably trying to knock some sense into himself.
Skipper gave a slight start as Overs flapped out of nowhere to land beside him. The otter took him straight to task.
Ah, so there you are, matey. What in the name of seasons made you send us that useless old bag of feathers, eh?
The owl's eyes widened indignantly.
Have a care what you say about Bloodbeak. That kite saved my life more than once. He's the greatest hunter I've ever known, and a much faster flyer than I'll ever be. What have you done with him? Where is he now?
As if in answer, Bloodbeak staggered out into the sunlight. Blinking rapidly, he attempted to arrange his plumage, which was sticking out at all angles. He looked irritable.
Caraca! Not like it in there. This bird bang head on roof, knock against stones. Ah, wreck! Dark in there, not good for kite. Overs, friend, you here now? Yayakar! We go now and hunt poison teeth. Slay adders, come.
Without another word, the two birds waddled off toward the gatehouse. Appearing very distressed, the abbot called to Skipper and Logalog.
From your description of the thing out there in the woodlands, those two don't know what they're walking into. Hadn't we better stop them?
The otter watched both birds flap their ungainly way over the outer walls. He turned to Logalog.
Round up your gowson and I'll get my crew. We can't stop them going, but at least we can stand by in case of trouble.
As slowly as the two birds flew, it was difficult keeping up with them by paw. Skipper hurried the rear guard through the trees, whilst keeping sight of the winged pair drifting over the high foliage. Bloodbeak and Overs finally descended, just short of the clearing where Skipper had found the cloaks and lanterns. Stumbling from his perch in an elm, Overs gazed sadly at his talons.
Rheumatis. Can't grip anything properly any more.